Is this mic on? Can you hear this?
Yes.
Check one. Check one. Sibilance. Sibilance.
Okay.
And welcome to episode 178 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubing in Germany, and with me as always is...
Adam, Vancouver, BC.
What is going on, Adam?
I'm all business all the time.
Amazon.
Right.
Got an email last night. Somebody else bought something on Amazon.
Somebody bought Amazon?
No, somebody purchased... They made a purchase of something on Amazon.
What if one of our... listeners bought Amazon, what kind of commission would we get then?
If they bought Amazon through Amazon?
Yeah. Click through our link, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, right. definitely click through our link if you're going to buy Amazon. I think we'd see pretty good margins on that.
Okay, all right. Someone should do that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Jeff Bezos, right? That's his name? Who owns
sure.
it?
Sure. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not certain he's looking to sell.
Okay.
But if he is, and you are going to buy it, definitely buy it through Amazon. That would be awesome. Click through our site. I'm glad you thought of that, man. That's a great idea. Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm going to pretend I thought of it, okay?
All right.
A little creative editing, and that's what's going to happen.
Okay.
We had a shortened schedule.
Right.
Sorry, but shortened shows to accommodate our scheduling issues.
Right.
So I wanted to let everybody know off the bat that... all of our 1 hour of you know, hilarious goodness.
Photo spectacularness?
Yeah. All of that will be jammed into 30 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's all the same.
Right. You'll get just as many helpful hints.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just faster. Yeah. No, here's the deal. A lot going on. First of all, my family, we're moving.
Right.
Which is turning into a mission.
Okay.
Because it worked out the best it could ever possibly work out, and the worst, we're actually going to Canada, too. Have I said that on the show yet?
Maybe.
We're going to Canada for the summer.
Right.
Going to see Adam. We're staying at Adam's house.
Yes.
That part I haven't told you yet.
Oh, does my wife know?
This is, of course, she knows.
Okay.
She invited me.
Okay.
My family's not staying at your house, just me.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they have somewhere else to stay. So we're spending the summer in Canada. So first of all, we have to move everything into storage, go to Canada for a couple months, and then come back and then move into the new house. So that's what's going on. And so in the middle of all that, we're going to have to record a couple of podcasts. And I don't want to let anybody down by not doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be a little bit short this week and next week and the week after.
I was fully prepared to let everybody down.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course, now me explaining that the show is going to be short has now lengthened the show.
Right.
That's like what we call, I think we call that irony.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, that's what's going on here.
Okay.
What do you think of the new music?
Loved it.
Okay, I haven't really got any feedback yet of anybody hating it, so.
Has it been played more than one episode?
Just one episode only.
Okay. Well, maybe no one listened to last week's episode.
I hope they did. Oh. I hope they did. I like it. It's a really nice update. We got an email a while ago from one of our listeners named Dave, and he sent this just on a whim. I guess he didn't like the original one.
Did the original one get officially retired, and this is now the replacement?
We'll see. We'll see what the response is like.
This could be like a battle of the bands kind of thing.
A little bit.
Right.
A little bit. The ending is still the same. The ending music is still the same, but the opening, just want to try it out because I really liked it. And I had a conversation with Dave on email, I believe it was. And I said, wow, you know, like, this is really great. This is like really great stuff. I said, like, do you do any stock music, like stuff that I could basically use for video and that? And he said, stock music. He said, no, I want a Grammy with Carole King or something like that. And a whole bunch of stuff. he's an actual musician. He's not a dude with a Casio.
Right. But do you think this will go on his resume? This credit, the Two Hosers opening credit?
I'm assuming we're going to share the Grammy with Carole King. of course, this will probably be near the top. No, he listed a long list of things that he'd done in the music industry. I think he might be besties with Phil Spector too, which actually makes it weird now.
So you don't think he's going to include this on his hit list?
No, and he's probably not going to dive headfirst in the world of stock photography or stock music, the lucrative world, which is too bad because this stuff does sound great. So
now,
that.
Does this mean that I can now submit my own entries into the hat as far as new music for the show?
I'm eagerly awaiting your submission. I'm wondering are you gonna tap that out with pencils on your desk? How are you gonna play that?
Maybe.
What instruments do you play?
None.
Yeah, I would love it if you played the '80s saxophone. Or the bagpipes. If you played the bagpipes, that would be rad.
If I played an instrument, that's what I would learn to play is the bagpipes.
Me too.
Yeah.
Just because I love walking around with goosebumps. Is there a Canadian alive that does not get goosebumps when they hear the bagpipes?
I thought you got goosebumps from wearing the kilt in Canadian weather.
That's a given.
Right.
Absolutely. Love the bagpipes.
Me too.
So there you go. So what else is going on, buddy?
I don't know, but this podcast is not being short.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. I homered again.
In your baseball?
No, just in the kitchen. Yeah.
Okay.
Just keep giving everybody their update.
Right. Everyone was waiting for that.
Yeah. So there you go. Move on. I'll send you someone took pictures of it. I'll send you some photos because you're dying to see them.
Right.
Did you shoot anything interesting this week? And if you did, spread it out over the next couple episodes.
Right, because we're going to do it all at once.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no, I didn't shoot anything interesting this week. I did a number of photo challenges.
Okay, yeah. We did
stack
those.
Does that count?
Well, we'll get into them in the photo challenge section.
Right.
I shot more baseball. With the first team, we went up to a place called Mines.
Okay.
Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay, Frankfurt then?
Okay, yeah, I've heard of that.
Up by Frankfurt. Sort of, it's a 2.5 hour drive from here. That's like they like me being part of the team because dad drives the van.
Right.
They can all sit back and relax and just focus on baseball. And dad will...
Drink beers, play
cards.
Not on the way there.
No. No. And dad'll get you home. I mean, I do 40 kilometers an hour in the left lane of the Autobahn with my seatbelt hanging out the door.
Right.
But I'll get you there.
Okay.
So we shot some of that. We actually won. We won our first game.
Great.
We were on a bit of a losing streak to start the season, so we won. We beat in 14 innings.
Okay.
That's a lot if you don't know baseball.
Right. Are you getting to something photography relevant?
I photographed it.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Okay, what'd you learn? Tell us something we can learn.
What it was, we haven't had him on the show yet due to scheduling, but basically I copied a little bit of Walter Keller, the guy who I met in Regensburg, who was shooting those games.
Right, right.
And so basically I tried to mimic a couple of his shots, and it turns out he knows where to stand.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a couple of what I thought was really good shots. I think I posted the album on our site.
Okay.
On our Facebook. Did you see it?
No.
Okay. Then I still might have. It doesn't mean I didn't do it. So I got a lot of different angles of pitching that I hadn't gotten before. So thanks again, Walter.
Okay.
And then yesterday I was shooting some family portraits in a neighboring village, and I got into an altercation. First time ever during a family shoot that I've got into an altercation, but with a passerby, not with the.
I thought someone punched you in the face.
I thought they were going to.
Okay.
Yeah, he was in a car and tried to run me off the road. Like, I was taking pictures. I was standing sort of in the road, and by sort of, I mean dead in the center.
Right.
But it's a, you know, a 30-kilometer-an-hour zone in the middle of nowhere. And he was, and this guy was going to teach me a lesson of what to do, of how to photograph, I guess.
Right.
And I wasn't putting up with it.
Okay, and is there a tip coming?
You know, yeah, yesterday the story was more interesting because I was more fired up. Okay. But now cooler heads have prevailed. But my tip was try to have an assistant nearby, either to A, do the fighting for you. That would be nice.
Right.
Or B, you can hand both of your cameras bodies to them while you fight. Because if you're going to fight, and I didn't have a strap on one of my cameras, which I'd forgotten. So I only had one strapped on me. The other one I was just holding. And I'm like, there's no way I can fight like this. I got two 5Ds. What am I going to do?
Right.
And the other tip is, in general, if you can avoid an altercation, try to avoid the altercation.
You mean just in general?
Yeah, just in general, in life. Oh. Try to avoid the fight.
Right.
Unless that person is trying to teach you a stupid lesson, then by all means, dive headfirst in. I can't okay. stand these people. I don't know who this guy thought he was going to teach me a lesson.
Right.
And because I was yelling at him in English, and then he thought he had me, and he basically yelled at me in German that you have to learn to speak German. And I answered back in German and then told him to leave.
Wow.
And he left.
Those are strong words.
I shortened it, the whole thing. But I thought, wow. Okay, and then you just turn back to the clients with their kids and like, okay, everybody smile.
And the first picture is just shock and awe.
Yeah. It was at the very beginning of the shoot.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did everything got on track after that?
Yeah, everything was completely fine.
And whenever you said to do something, they did it.
Yeah, no, I really wasn't the aggressor here.
No, but after that, the family, they weren't messing around.
There was a certain respect because I wasn't being obnoxious, but I also wasn't backing down to this, whatever this guy's lesson was. It was a stupid lesson, I think.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. So there you go. Okay. So that's what I did. Okay. Photo challenge.
Yes, let's get right into it.
It was candid emotion.
Okay.
I thought of it because I didn't think we'd done much candid in the last few months, even with our photo challenge, had we?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Skip ahead. You know full well that if you answer any of these yes or no questions, there's going to be follow-ups.
That's right.
So it's like, yeah, I do the same with my wife. Hey, do you know what this is? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Because if the answer is yes, I know where it is, I'm getting it. Oh, yeah, it's out in the car. Okay, can you grab it? I don't know where it is.
Exactly.
That's what I meant. Did I say I knew? No, I don't know. Yeah. So there you go. So let's get into this one. Candid emotion. You or me? Go.
You.
Okay, good. This is the baseball one. Okay. I have two this week.
Let's just talk about one.
No, we're doing both of them.
Come on.
Okay, then we'll skip yours.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm fine with that.
All right, so here's a guy on my baseball team, the pitcher, who in the 14-inning game, this is after the 10th inning, he pitched the first 10 innings, which is not normal. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's done. It happens, but it's not super common to throw 10 innings in a game.
Right.
And the score was nothing after 10 innings. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was nothing after 13 innings. But
it's a hit parade.
It was not a hit parade at all. It was, I think he gave up 3 hits in 10 innings, and we had 1 hit in 10 innings.
Wow.
So it was absolutely a pitcher's duel. And then when in the 10th inning, things got dicey. I think they had bases loaded with 2 out, and our pitcher shut him down. So this is him coming off the field after shutting them. Someone made a great play to save the game. And the joke of it is he's a pretty low key guy, so this is like basically ecstatic to him for him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this is him moving the meter right off.
Right. So
there you go.
That's why you did it, because this is emotion for him.
This isn't, well, you don't see the emotion here.
Yeah. No, I see it. I see the fist.
The fist pump.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I like it. I wouldn't call it you have to know the individual. There's a lot of explaining that went into this photo. Certainly from an outsider's perspective, knowing what the photo challenge was, I could have kind of put the pieces together, but I'd say it's a stretch for the photo challenge.
Really? You don't see the emotion here?
Yeah, no, I do, but it's pretty limited.
Pretty limited.
Yeah,
I disagree.
But it's a good photo. I'm not saying that I don't like the photo.
No,
I'm
it's just a great photo.
It does not fit the challenge very well. So I'm gonna have to disqualify you on account of this challenge.
Oh, yeah. And Adam shows his ignorance once again. There it is.
Okay, so do you want to tell us any more about this image? How you made this? This is all. Looks like maybe the 85mm lens.
70-200.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you were not playing at this point?
No. No. I was coaching at this point.
Okay.
And so I was off the field, and I knew. So I shot with a 40D again, because I think I've talked about it before, versus the 5D and the 70-200. It was a nicely overcast day with a little bit of sun poking through now and then, so it was pretty easy to get good colors.
Yeah.
And I knew the situation that, you know, if we. I knew no matter what had happened on this next play that the pitcher would be emotional. He'd either be happy that someone made the play, or he'd be upset that we just lost the game in the bottom of the 10th inning. So either way, I was going to win. So I basically, once the game was, the ball was in play, I focused on him because I knew what was going to happen.
Right.
So that was how I prepared for this shot. Now, it's actually a series of shots.
How many How many other coaches do you think prepare for a win or a loss with this tactic?
Less than 50%. Yeah.
Right. I'm pretty sure this is something I've seen Tony La Russa do.
Oh, he's big into it. He's big. Tommy Lasorda dead against it, though.
Right. Yeah. Not his thing.
No, that's the thing is, but at this point, during this part of the game, I'm useless. Like, what is the coach going to do?
Right.
It's more so when you're batting that you need the coach. And so that's when I coach third base, which I don't bring my camera out for that part.
Right.
That would look pretty funny. But anyway, so this is actually a series of photos, I think, because he's actually got his back turned to the camera for most of it, where he's probably over-emoting out to the field and then turning back and being calm. But I still think there's emotion here, so you're wrong.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to yours.
Okay.
Tell me what's going on here.
Does it need any introduction?
Did her team just win the game? I don't understand.
We're at the playground. I think I said something super hilarious. And
obviously.
Then my daughter erupted into this series of pure joyfulness, and I snapped off a few pictures.
I love the fact that when your kids are like this age and younger, pretty much anything you say is hilarious.
Yeah. No, and I'm pretty funny, though.
No, you are pretty funny. I like red Tic Tacs would get a huge laugh, though.
Maybe.
Jack would probably pee himself. Yeah.
Right. So yeah, that's all this was. I had my camera out. We went to the park. We were playing, and I don't remember what the cue was that set her off, but she was laughing hysterically, and so I thought, perfect. I'm gonna get my shot right now, and I snapped off a few. Most of them, her hair was in her face, like because she was whipping her head around, and I got this one looking up, and I liked the expression, and like I said, it needs no explanation.
It doesn't.
No.
Although when you say you cued it, and then I don't know, that sounds less candid.
Well, sorry, I'm super funny. I was just being myself. Sorry.
Right. I guess yeah. just a cloud of laughter surrounding you as you walk. It's a curse.
Sorry.
It's a curse. Right. No, I like it because like the you know where the rings are and how much is included and how much of your daughter's included, and it definitely needs no explanation. The background's isolated. We know we're at the playground, yet it doesn't distract from what's going on. So it's nice. Is this the 85 mil?
Yes.
Okay. On the full frame camera?
It almost never comes off the full frame camera now. I seldom take that lens off the camera.
Yeah, that's my go-to as well. It sits on my 5D Classic, and it just that's my go-to.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's great again.
I keep seeing them pop up for anybody out there looking for a lens, a go-to lens. I don't know what the Nikon goes for, but I keep seeing used ones pop up for around $300, and mm-hmm. I can't say how good a value it is for that.
It's yeah. At $300, you're ripping that person off.
Yeah.
They are that good. All right. Good job. Good colors. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
I just threw it blah, blah, blah. I want to mention my alternate photo now.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, is this not emotion?
No, it is. I'll be honest. I don't really like that photo, the second photo. So I prefer not really? to talk about it.
I want to hear why you don't like it, because I actually surprisingly like it. And
really?
The people in it like it, and the people in its mom likes it.
Oh, the moms always like it. Give me a break.
I'll give you no break.
No, I mean, again, sure, there's emotion. To me, it's just a pretty muddy photo.
It is.
Yeah, and for that reason, again, if it was...
Muddy in what way?
It's just there's so much distraction going on. The colors to me, it all kind of like blends together.
What colors? It's black and white.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. The black and mm-hmm. white, it doesn't sort of create enough contrast for me, because I guess when it's in color, there's too much similarity in what the colors are in the situation. So if it was all white in behind them, I'd probably like the photo, but there's just so many distracting elements, plus the fact that I can't see any of her.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if this was me and my wife, then great. But for anybody other than the couple and the couple's mother, I don't really see the appeal of the photo. Again, that's just me. I saw that and I'm like, oh, I hope he doesn't include that one.
Wow.
So I'm serious. I just don't like it.
You're a fan of subtlety then. Big fan of subtlety.
No, it's just if you could have caught it where there wasn't so much busyness going around, then I'd be okay with the angle. And that would be fine. Again, I like the baseball hat, but her head is being swallowed mm-hmm. up in the arm. And then there's all that black going on in the bottom corner. And then there's, you know, a person that's just one big black blob on the left side of the frame. And then all the bars or whatever it is. This is the airport, I'm guessing. Is this the airport?
This is the airport.
Yeah. So
I didn't tell you this was the airport.
Yeah. No, I just guessed that this kind of hug takes place at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But again, I think could have done better. I think he could have done a much better job. Mm-hmm.
I did take more in line with what you're talking about, because this photo isn't even in focus.
I didn't even zoom in to look at that.
I guess her arm is in focus. And that's essentially it. You know, but at first I thought this was a misfire until I got my other shots, but I ended up liking this one more because of the imperfections that you talk about, because of the subtleties, because it does have all those things against it that you're talking about. However, it does show that the moment you don't even barely see his face, you don't see her face at all, yet you know what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like it.
Let's just agree to disagree.
Will do. This week's topic is continuous light. Because, well, Adam, you bought you're a continuous light guy now.
I did.
So what is that? What does that even mean? Continuous light.
It means the light is on.
It's on, and a flash is just instantaneous. Pow.
Right.
So with flash, it's no light, no light, no light, no light. Bam. No light, no light, no light, no light.
Right.
That's what I call a word picture of what a flash does.
Right.
Yeah. That's like word picture-a-pedia or something like that.
Yes.
Now continuous light is essentially just like, boom, turn it on, it's going like your lights at your house.
Yes.
Or movie lights. That's essentially what they are. Now, what that used to mean a lot of power for relatively little output.
Okay.
Continuous lights. That was always the rub. I mean, you weren't going to bring a continuous light out in the field. It just, you had to plug it in somewhere, or a video light, you know, it would have a massive battery that you had to haul around, like a big car battery. So you would see that with like certain wedding videographers who right. would have that camera mounted light with like, you know, big hand crank generator going beside them. And it just looked silly and didn't do a great job. It was very inefficient. Even movie, you've driven Pat around to Vancouver and seen movie productions.
Yes.
Out in the street. And I mean, they still use a lot of light. They have massive, like 10,000 watt bulbs everywhere that they have to use generators to power because they can't simply plug them into the power grid. They're so big.
Right.
That's a little unwieldy. But then the game changed for photography. Because the good news is with flash, is basically you have a capacitor in the flash that stores up all the energy, builds it up, and then boom, fires it off. So you get all that power, but for a very little amount of time.
Right.
Okay, in order to keep it going, lots of power. And then the game changed with something called LED. You've heard of that, right?
Yes.
There's actually other things that have changed the game, but LED is the big one. And so now they make these LED lights, they're continuous lights that are very, very handy. That coupled with low noise, like high ISO in the cameras, is an absolute game changer. So there you go. Adam, tell us how you use your light.
My new ones?
Well, let's talk about the first one you got was an LED light, correct?
Yes. So
okay.
I have that one, and I use it, especially if it's dark, just to light one subject's face. I guess you could try to...
So write that tip down. Use your light if it's dark.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to use it out in the sun because it's not powerful enough to light
right.
someone. It could be used as a little bit of fill at very close range when you're out in the sun. And if you were in the shade, it would probably do better.
Mm-hmm.
But you're certainly not going to use that the way you could use a flash in midday sun.
Right.
So if it's dark, it works great. It actually provides quite a bit of light. I could almost light up my whole... I could probably light up a 500 square foot area with the LED light cranked to full blast. So
really,
And then if I use an ISO of let's say 1600, I could get a great exposure with nothing more than the one LED light in a pretty dark room. So.
And physically, how big is this LED light?
The one I've got is probably I'm going to say about. Five inches by 7 inches, something like
okay.
that.
Okay.
I think it's a 300 bulb LED panel, and it has two batteries on the back of it that are both rechargeables.
Okay.
And, so probably the equivalent of battery power of about 8 AA's, I would guess.
Okay.
And that's it. And then so you have these two batteries pop in, and then you have a dimmer switch and and the ability to control the 3200 temperature to 5600, so you can kind of dial it up to whatever you want.
So rather than put a gel on, you can just dial it in.
Yeah. So it's nice because I can pretty closely match it to other bulbs that I might use for continuous light. I could also use it to match the flash temperature, so that again I could mix lighting sources a lot more evenly.
Great.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of what is the major benefit to shooting with continuous light? There's a few benefits.
Well, what you see is what you get. So it's a lot easier to start to finish. Again, for me, for kids, for speed, if I want, like, again, a one-shot picture and likely not have a miss, the continuous light is pretty easy. So for me now, it's the go-to for a birthday cake photo. If I'm at someone's house and I'm going to take a few pictures, or if I'm at my own house now, that's the move. It's just pop the LED light out, and then just basically in about 3 seconds, I can have the right exposure. And then you don't have to worry about, taking 5-6 continuous shots. They're all going to look the exact same because the flash doesn't need to recharge.
Right.
And so it's really handy in a pinch. If someone says, you can take this shot, all I got to do is pop that out and turn it on, and then I'm good to go.
And you don't have to worry about a remote.
Nope.
Or any sync issues. Like, you don't have to see, all of a sudden, you don't have to, sync your shutter to 1/200th. You can go whatever you want, you can do.
Yep.
You know, if you want to shoot at f1.8, an ISO 6400, you're going to get, a pretty, one one-thousandth of a second, likely. And so you're going to get some serious, options.
And it has a very distinct, sharp kind of shadow that you can create with it, too. It has a very distinct sort of light fall off that's very different than Flash. So the properties of the light are different. Again, in the limited time that I've used them, I'm probably not the expert on this authority, but Neil Van Niekerk, who we've had on our show previously, definitely is one of the front runners when it comes to video light photography. If you start looking up, which I've done, examples of video lighting photography, his stuff is pretty much at the top of the charts everywhere you look. Mm-hmm. And he's got a chapter in that most recent book, the one that I bought. Again, the name of the book's eluding me, but he has a whole chapter on video light for photography, and that's basically what inspired me to want to get the light in the first place. Is I just loved the stuff he was doing. A lot of it was wedding photography stuff, but with a video light, and yeah, just amazing. And how quickly you can do it is what's great.
Great. Is the light soft?
It's pretty soft. I have to say, it comes with a diffusion panel, but I really don't find it makes much of a difference.
Okay.
So the light is very soft. So again, I've only used it, I don't know, a half dozen times since I got it maybe a month ago. And yeah, and again, I didn't find any need for the diffusion panel at all. It's pretty soft light.
With the what you see is what you get, it's very easy. And the dimmer switch together, what you can do is bring the light in very, very close to your subject and hit, you know, use the dimmer to turn it down.
Yeah.
And you're going to find out that it's a lot softer when it's in close than if it's brighter and further away.
Right.
So that's one way, and that's really easy with being able to see it live and not have an umbrella or anything like that. You can get that right out of frame. So you're saying that you don't use it in the sun. Does it replace your flash?
No, they're very, very different.
Okay, so you're not going to throw your flash in the garbage.
No. And again, the flash is definitely, the offering is a lot more power. So I can, you know, if I want to shoot at an ISO 100, definitely the flash is where I'm gonna go. And also, if I'm going to light a group, then definitely I'm going to use one or maybe even two flashes. The single LED light, the video light, is not going to do that. Now, since I'll bring this in now, since the LED light, and I mentioned this previously, I bought a couple of soft boxes and various bulbs on Craigslist that I could probably light a full group with. I'm actually going to try that this weekend to light a group with the soft boxes. But then you're bringing in just a lot more light into the picture. So you still have to kind of shoot in a darker room.
Mm-hmm.
So again, not going to replace the flashes, but again, trying to put together a family portrait quickly. The continuous light, definitely there's advantages in terms of what you see is what you get.
Absolutely. Now, have you used the CFLs, the ones you bought on Craigslist?
Yeah.
Some of them are compact fluorescents, correct?
Yes.
Called CFLs, also the Canadian Football League, so that there's the confusion for us.
Right.
Have you used any of those for video? Because obviously this is one of the big deals is the crossover. Like, you can now shoot video with these lenses or these lights, whereas you couldn't do that with flash, obviously.
No, I haven't tried shooting video yet. Okay. I know you had mentioned there was going to be a few glitches, but I haven't even attempted it.
Yeah, with certain lights, especially with the CFLs, I think LEDs, they may have sorted it out. There were issues before, but generally when you're shooting with the CFLs, for instance, you're likely to see a flicker at certain shutter speeds. I'm not sure exactly which, because I actually haven't shot with CFLs in North America. It's different than in Germany, because they have the different power grid. In Germany, it's 50 Hertz. In North America, it's 60. And thus the flicker comes at a different frequency.
Okay.
But generally what you're going to have to do is at 1/60th of a second shutter speed, you're likely to not see an issue with the flicker. It might work out at 1/50th of a second, but you'll find out that at other shutter speeds, say 1/90th or whatever, all of a sudden a flicker may be introduced. And it basically completely ruins the shot. You can't use it. It's just wildly distracting. So that's something to look for. So if that's something you're finding, change your shutter speed a little bit. You might even have to go lower, something in like a 30th of a second, which kind of introduces its own little issues. However, you can get rid of flicker that way. So that's something to look for.
Okay.
Next week's challenge, continuous light. Let's go with the continuous light.
Okay.
And there you go. Websites, where can people find your stuff, Adam?
Two Hosers, Facebook.
Okay. Not even mentioned.
Did I sell that? No, my wife's never blogs anymore.
Well, I thought they're on strike.
She's sitting on the bed behind me blogging right now.
Uh-huh. Perfect.
No, she's laughing because she's not blogging.
Good job.
Yeah. So see how hilarious I am? That's why my daughter was laughing.
Yes, I'm guessing the emotion that you would have got on that photo would not have been laughter.
Right.
It would have been.
So where can people find your stuff?
Well, my stuff's all over shortschronicles.com.
Great.
No, you can find my stuff at alanatridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can find all you need to know. That's it, Adam. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.